On the day of the worst school shooting in U.S. history, this past December in Newtown, Connecticut, on the day that it happened, the Associated Press, among other news organizations, asked for the recordings of the 911 calls that were made that day during that crisis from the Sandy Hook Elementary School. And now, asking for the 911 calls, that is a standard news gathering request. It is routinely done in basically all emergency situations that get covered by the press. Even though it is standard practice, in the case of Newtown, Connecticut, the local police that day made the decision to deny that request by the media. They did not allow the tapes to be released. Well, yesterday, a state panel in Connecticut overturned that decision and ordered the release of the 911 calls. I am sort of a free speech purist. Obviously, I work in the news, so I'm inclined that direction anyway. But in general, even personally, I am a free speech purist. I believe very strongly that the answer to bad speech or troubling speech is more speech, that it is wrong and usually counterproductive to try to suppress information and access to information. But honestly, it breaks my heart to think about the audio of those calls being released. And this is not a done deal yet. The AP does not have the tapes yet. They may very well never have them. The state is in the process of appealing the ruling, and they show every sign of fighting this vociferously because they do not want these tapes out. But if the audio of those 911 calls is released, if the sound is released of people being terrorized while they are in the act of being terrorized in the course of a mass murder of children, I have to say, I hope the media collectively will have the, what do you call it? The good judgment, the reasonableness, and the stout enough hearts that no one sees fit to broadcast those tapes if they are ever made available. There is no legitimate purpose for those calls to be heard by the public. If they need to be public, you can put them in public records depositories so people who want to hear that stuff can go seek it out if need be and listen to it privately. If it has to be in the public domain, put it in the public domain in that kind of way. But broadcasting it just because it exists, because we can, so it will then undoubtedly be heard by the Newtown families even if they do not want to hear it, that is something I hope no news agency will see fit to do. This is not a done deal yet, but I hope that is the way it turns out.